Those affected were all enrolled in senior care when the mistake occurred, and technically they still are. The problem is, federal law only lets people take advantage of one drug program at a time. And switching the seniors back won't be as simple as the state letting the federal government know it made a mistake. The Department of Health and Family Services' Jason Helgerson says seniors will need to contact the Medicare administrators on their own.
We have been trying to work with these seniors to try to get them to understand that they need to actually make a contact to CMS to get out of the Part D program.
In the meantime, they'll be paying more for drugs than they would have under senior care. Helgerson says the state's considering picking up 100% of their bills until they can switch back.
We think that at least in the interim, it may make sense to do that just to make sure that everybody's getting their drugs, which we've been doing on a sort of a person-by-person basis, but that is one option we're exploring.
Helgerson says the state would eventually want a federal reimbursement to cover the cost of the mistake. More than 90,000 Wisconsin residents are enrolled in senior care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.